Today, we note National Organ Donation Month. Tax deadline nears. Small pet adoption fees are temporarily removed. Canine Officer Kai back on the job in Longmeadow. Gas prices are down, and Mark Auerbach's Arts Beat Report.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It is April 5th, 2022. It is Tuesday and a warm day ahead. In fact, let's go right to the forecast. Partial sunshine, chance of afternoon sprinkles in the picture. High of 58 to 62. That's the springtime temperature for you. And the winds are light from the southwest. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain by sunrise. A low of 38 to 44 degrees. Mayor Sarno will join with representatives from New England Donor Services and local individuals touched by organ donation today at 10 a.m. at City Hall to celebrate April as Organ Donation Month. The mayor will present a proclamation declaring April as Organ Donation Month in the city of Springfield and join in raising the Donate Life flag at City Hall to continue our efforts to educate ourselves and others about organ and tissue donation. Celebrate the lives saved and enhanced through donation and honor the donors who made the ultimate gift. Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris and Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer Attorney Talia G will join with Torian Bethy, CEO of Springfield Pride Parade, for the Springfield LGBTQ+ Pride Parade press conference. Mayor Sarno and HHS Commissioner Calton Harris kicked off Public Health Month on Monday, the 4th, and as part of the month-long recognition of promoting and advocating for the public health of our community, the Springfield Pride Parade will announce the date for the first LGBTQ+ Pride Parade in Springfield. And the parade will help to promote the public health, safety, and care for Springfield's LGBTQ+ community. For the first time ever, a coalition of Massachusetts animal welfare organizations has banded together to place what could be hundreds of small pets, I'm talking about rabbits and guinea pigs and gerbils and others, into new homes at no cost to adopters, dubbed Some Bunny Is Waiting For You This Easter. The campaign shines a spotlight on the continuing need for small pet, non-cat, non-dog adopters, a category of animals whose populations remain high in shelters across the region. The Adopt-a-thon begins Saturday the 9th and continues into Sunday, April 10. Between the five organizations, more than 250 animals are expected to be available for adoption during the event, including parakeets and rats and gerbils and mice. Dakin's event will take place online, with adopters encouraged to see the small animals and submit an inquiry online about adopting only on April 9 or 10 to have the fee waived. Inquiries will be processed for the next several days, and adopters will receive email updates about their applications. Adopters need to know the following. Multiple inquiries may be received for each pet, therefore, an inquiry or application is not a guarantee of adoption. Adopters must submit a photo of their new pet's housing for approval. This fee-waived event does not include adoptions of cats or dogs or kittens or puppies. Just about 2 weeks away from tax day. The deadline for filing federal taxes for most taxpayers is Monday the 18th, but here in the Commonwealth, you get an extra day. Taxpayers in Massachusetts will have until April 19th to file both federal and state 2021 income tax returns because of the observance of Patriots Day. Remember, filing an extension doesn't push back when you need to pay the IRS. To avoid late penalties, you still need to submit an estimate of what you owe. Also, if you haven't still received any stimulus money from 2020, that should also be included in your refund. Canine Kai is continuing to impress every day with just how tough he is. Canine Kai is happy and healthy, which was the ultimate goal of the Longmeadow Police Department after his surgery. Canine Kai is still attending physical therapy every week to maintain his health. To help offset some of the costs associated with his medical expenses, they're going to be hosting a T-shirt and sweatshirt fundraiser. The goal? Raising $1,000. And the Longmeadow PD will accept pre-orders until April 16th. I guess they've started it as of today. Now, to pre-order your T-shirts and hooded sweatshirts, please fill out the order form, and you can drop the order form off with payment at the department's records window, or they can be mailed to K-9 Officer Van Buskirk, 34 William Street, Longmeadow, Mass. 0110. And I suppose you can go online to the Longmeadow Police Department for information about how to download the form. And you bet K-9 Kai is on the job. Last night, officers responded to a domestic disturbance where it was determined two individuals, including a juvenile, had been assaulted. The suspect fled on foot from the scene, and K-9 Kai was deployed on a track where he located the suspect hiding in a bush. He was taken into custody without incident. Good job. Good boy, K-9 Kai. Now, ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach with news of drama and music throughout the region. Mark?
Kenny Endo Contemporary Ensemble presents Kenny Endo's Taiko Journey April 7th at Bowker Auditorium on the UMass Amherst campus under the auspices of the Fine Arts Center. Celebrating his 45th anniversary in Taiko, Kenny Endo stands at the vanguard of the genre and is a leading persona in contemporary percussion and rhythm in North America and Japan. For details, fineartcenter.com. Barrington Stage's Playwright Mentoring Project presents original plays created by Berkshire's teens at a free performance on April 9th at the Boyd Quinson Stage in downtown Pittsfield. The students from Berkshire County Middle and High School have written short plays about perseverance, resilience, and building a caring community, all presented from their perspectives. For details, BarringtonStageCo.org. Port of Entry by Wham Theater's Talia Kingston will be presented by Silverthorne Theater in a staged reading directed by Amy Brentano, April 7th at the Lava Center in Greenfield. Set in an airport, the play examines the impact of the Muslim ban on a community. For details, SilverthorneTheater.org. The Flick, Annie Baker's award-winning play set in a Worcester movie theater, will be presented at the Academy of Music Theater in Northampton, April 7th through the 10th. Linda McInerney directs. For details, AOMTheater.com. Hartford Symphony Orchestra performs music of Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky, April 8th through the 10th at the Bushnell, in a program conducted by Maestro Carolyn Kwan, featuring pianist Henry Kramer performing Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 in D minor. The Hartford Symphony performance of Dvorak's From the New World, originally scheduled for January, has been rescheduled for May 26th, also at the Bushnell. For program details, hartfordsymphony.org. The UMass Amherst Symphony Orchestra performs Manuel de Falla's The Three-Cornered Hat and Richard Strauss's Death and Transfiguration on April 11th at Tillis Performance Hall at the Fine Arts Center. Morihiko Nakahara conducts. The program also includes Samuel Coleridge Taylor's Ballade in A minor, conducted by Brittany Alcine, and Ravel's Mother Goose Suite, conducted by Ileana Fuentes. For details, FineArtCenter.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Well, the nation's average gas price has fallen for the second straight week. As of Monday, the average gas price is $4.17 per gallon. This comes from more than 11 million price reports across the country. Now, a week ago, the average gas price was $4.23 a gallon. Though prices have fallen this week, the national average is up 25.5 cents from a month ago. Now, just over the border, hello, Connecticut, gas prices have gone down 23.5 cents, averaging $4.03 per gallon. Connecticut's gas prices have historically been higher than Western Mass, but due to the gas tax holiday recently passed by the state legislature, the gas prices average about 30 to 40 cents cheaper across the state line in Enfield than in Hamden County. The lowest price for a gallon of gas in Connecticut is $3.65 per gallon, while the most expensive is $4.72 compared to Western Mass. Western Mass is at $4.05 a gallon, and Worcester is $4.23 a gallon. Thank you very much for being with us on our program for today, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow on Wednesday when we celebrate the fact that it's the middle of the week. Why not? And our program will be up in the morning and available to you throughout the day and evening here on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.